just to review what we did last time about question is if a guy folds up his tzitzis, his garment, and then it ties it off in a way which is like a temporary manner. So the question is, well, does he put tzitzis on the old corners or the new corners? So Gemara says he puts it on the old corners. Because since it's eventually going to come down, it's as if it's undone now. So if we put tzitzis on the new corners, it would really be the middle of the baggin. Right? Because when he opens it up, it's going to be the middle of the baggin. So since it's going to open up, so we treat it as if it's already opened up right now, and therefore he doesn't put tzitzis on this new place, new location. Right? So he said, what's the idea? So he said, the question is like this, is how do you have the same corners? See, if corners is just like a functional thing, okay, this is the first thing. If you say corners is a functional thing, then insofar as you're wearing it, there are corners. So then it goes by the here and now. Whatever the functional corners are right now. All right, that's it. Okay? So this could change in a moment. Right? So you fold it up, now it's a new one. It's insofar as the levisha. Whatever it's functioning as the corners insofar as the levisha is concerned, that's the corners. And if that were the case, then it would change in a second. But we said that that's not the case. But corners, see, a corner is not just a functional notion. But see, a corner is a component of a baguette. Because a baguette is an entity, and every baguette has in it, a component of a baguette is its corners. Okay. So since it's a component of the baguette, right, it means that when you have a baguette, it has these components. Now, if that's the component of the thing, or the baguette, it doesn't change just because I decide to wear it differently. Because I have to look at what is the permanent or intrinsic nature of the baguette. The intrinsic nature of the baguette is it's unfolded. The full spread out thing. So that's not going to change on a momentary levisha that I wear it in a, you know, with it folded up. So since tzitzis is a din in the corners insofar as they are a component of the baguette, so therefore we have to go by the underlying corners, not by just that which insofar as this levisha happens to be functioning as the corners. Okay. Now we said, why should that be? So he said it makes sense because in tzitzis, what you're trying to do is to define the baguette as a baguette shel tzitzis. Okay? It's not just a matter if you're just putting tzitzis on when you wear it, you have to put strings on the thing you're wearing. So you can say, wherever is the corner right now, I can put it on. But that's not the case. And tzitzis, you're really trying to get down to the core of the baguette and redefine it. You're defining the baguette. So if you're defining the baguette, then it's going to have to go by the definitional baguette. The definitional knaf. Or is that knaf which is intrinsic to the thing. So not just the thing which happens to be the knaf for a few minutes. That's not the way you define a baguette. A baguette's definition doesn't keep changing. So the way you define it is by that which is its permanent knaf. Now if it were the case that this were a permanent change, then you'd have to define it through its new component. That would be like a new corner. But insofar as it's also to be undone, so you don't say that it changes the definition of the knaf. Well, the knaf is really up in the middle now. It's higher. It's higher up now, which is temporarily. The knaf is folded up. So now we're up to the next. So the next case is like this. So what you would think now, what we should follow from here, is that's because the folding it up and tying it is a temporary thing. So you can't just change the baguette by a temporary thing because it's temporary. You're going to do it tomorrow. You're going to do it in a week. So that's not going to change the definition of the corner. But you would think, if I did a permanent thing, if I actually sewed it up, and stitching isn't something that you just do and undo every daily basis. So you stitch it up, you think that's a permanent thing. Right? But the Gemara says, no, not so fast. Right? Same thing, still nothing. Why? If it were the case that you really weren't interested in this being a part of your baguette, you really wanted to change the baguette permanently to make it shorter, lifts up the shadi. So you might as well break it off, rip off, cut off the bottom, and throw out that piece. But why are you not doing that? Oh, because you have in the back of your mind that you may want to undo the stitching in a few years or whatever. So since that's the case, so therefore the corner still is the old corner, not the new corner. Okay, the question is, it seems a little bit, I think it seems to be like an elephant patch. I mean, it's true. Maybe in 5 years I want to undo it, you know. But I mean, that's a permanent thing. I mean, you're gonna tell me it's temporary because it's true. I have nothing to lose by sewing it up. Why should I cut it off and throw it out? if this way, I don't have a definite plan to undo it. I just know in the back of my mind, I may wanna undo it. So therefore, I'm not gonna cut it off. So therefore, you're gonna tell me that the corner is this thing which is used to be the corner, and for 5 years isn't gonna be the corner. And it just seems rough. And there's the problem. The question is, what's the svar for the hamin? The svar for the maskana. Okay, it's just in my opinion, this is this type of problem. I mean, what are we thinking about exactly? So there could be two things that you could think about. Okay, and I assume most of us are thinking about the hamin and maskana. Like trying to get a svara to clearly define the difference between hamin and maskana. Is that true?
Depends what the second thing is.
Okay.
The
other thing is to explain the maskana. Okay. Because at least the way I see it is the hamin makes perfect sense. I mean, I'm not so bothered. The hamin is exactly the way you think. I mean, it just seems obvious that if you look at a baguette, if you have a baguette which you sew up. You know, sewing is a permanent thing, and that's going to be your corner is going to be defined based upon, you know, the here and now, and that's the bad. That's the new corner, and it seems so. That seems solid. You know what I mean? So to me, I don't understand the maskana. The maskana to me just sounds like it doesn't make any sense. I say because the guy is not cutting it off because maybe in the back of his mind he has a, but that's not the way it's defined. If you ask the guy, what's the corner of the baguette? What are you going to say? It's that other thing because in 5 years he may open up the bag. He may open up the baguette and he doesn't want to be committal about it, and therefore that's what the corner is. Meaning that's how you can identify what the corner is. See, I understand in the previous case if he's sewing it up for a week, and it's clear that in a week the thing is going to get undone. So if you ask a guy what's the corner of the baguette, you'll say it's the thing which is folded up, right? Right now it's not the corner. You'll say yeah, but everyone knows that that's not. That there's a clear plan to undo it. That's just the way knots are undone. But in this case, you're gonna. It sounds crazy. You're gonna tell me this is the halacha that puts it to larva kanfos ksus. So you can tell me this is the knaf. Knaf is the thing which is up here because I may at some point have a plan. Maybe I don't want to commit to cutting it off. So therefore, that's what's the knaf. To me, that's a problem. You know what I mean. So, I mean, again, you can have different approaches, but to me, the answer, what you have to answer is make that make sense. You know, I mean, I'm not saying there's nothing to explain in formulating exactly precisely but that's not a problem. You know, I mean, you want to make sure. I think I made this point before. Is you want to make sure you understand what's going on. I don't understand the halacha. I mean, the Gemara is coming along to teach you the halacha, the bottom line. So if the havamina makes good sense and the maskana makes no sense, so your main job is to explain the maskana and to make it make good sense. And that's, obviously the Gemara is coming along to dispel the notion which everyone would have thought. Right? Everyone would have thought that. You don't need a kiva svara for the havamina. The havamina is pasha. Obviously, the havamina makes perfect sense. I mean, anyone would say the havamina. So the real thing to think about, I think, is not so much, sometimes you get stuck on trying to find the exact point of, you know, how could I define the exact point of difference? You know, I'm not saying that there's not a value in that, but I'd say if there's a more pointed question, I mean, there's a problem. This doesn't make sense. Allah has to make sense. And this, according to the way your mind sees the thing, it's a maskana, it doesn't make sense. And so I think that's the first thing you got to answer. Make that make sense. Then afterwards, you could say, also, if that makes good sense, then how many should be what you would have thought the normal way of thinking about it. But the maskana is positing something. It must be positing some new way of looking at this thing, which is not the ordinary way of looking at it. And in that new way of thinking about things, that actually is going to be the kanaf. And our question is, what is that new way of looking at things? You know what I mean? But the hamina is far for hamina is pasha. Hamina maskana is like a tool sometimes that helps your mind focus on, you know, think about the problem, you know. See, I think that's a good idea when you have two clear sides. You know, I mean, the hamina makes good sense, the maskana makes good sense, and now it's a question of, well, what exactly is the chiddush? So you kind of use the discrepancy between the two to help formulate your svar. You know, I mean, that's when they both kind of make sense, and it's a matter of making a precise definition, you know. But here I think there's more than just the precision which is lacking. I think the sense of the conclusion of the Gemara is lacking. So that's a better tool to help you think about it, is this doesn't make sense, and it has to make sense because it's halacha. So now think about that and make it make sense. You know what I mean? actually good. So I was thinking along those lines. That, see, the way we're looking at the thing, I think, is mistaken. Like, the way the question is based on a premise that you pick up the baguette and you show it to someone and you say, you missed it. Where are the corners? Right? Identify for me the corner, please. Okay? If that's the way we're looking at it, like, so to speak, in the present, you just say, where is the corner? Anyone, any sane person would say the corner is the present corner. Right? I mean, assuming this thing is a price permanence, you're not going to say the corner is that other thing, because in 5 years the guy may undo it. You don't define something based on what's going to happen in 5 years. That's not the way. Right now, the corner is the corner. We know what the corner is. Any person you can ask and say, this is the corner. Right? See, but that is what the Gemara's maskana, what the Gemara's teaching you, is that would be missing one thing. We'd be missing the idea of Nasiya. Nasiya. Okay? There's such a thing as an asiyas habeged. Okay? The asiyah is you make the beged. And when the beged is created, it's created with corners. Okay? When you create the thing, it comes into existence, and the shame beged comes into existence, and it has corners, which are part of the thing. Okay? So therefore, what are those corners? Those are the original corners. Right? The original corners. Now, in order to have new corners, you have to be mafkia, the shame corner from the thing which already has the definition of the corner. And I mean, the corner isn't just, you don't just look at the corner based upon how would I evaluate it now, but the Gemara is positing that there's such a thing as an asiyas habeged, and the asiyas habeged defines the thing as the corner. Now, if you are mafkia the shame corner from the thing, if you remove it, you mafki, you say this is no longer a corner. Then it will lose the corner. Then it will get new corners. But since the guy is folding it up and sewing it and not cutting it off, it's because in the back of it he doesn't want to be mafki the shape of corner from. Because he knows in the back of his mind he still may want this to function as a corner. So the fact that he's not willing, he still has that possibility in his mind. So you can't say it's not that the sewing it up is a hafka of the shame of a corner. So therefore, it's still going to retain the shame of a corner, which Asiya gave it. All right. So if you're looking at the present, you'd say, if you didn't know about the Asiya, you didn't know anything, you just say right now, yeah, you don't say thing in 5 years of the baguette, you say right now, that's how you define the corner. But since there's a reality to the Asiya, unless you're going to be mafkia, for instance, if I cut it off, so I'm mafkia, then I'm saying, this is no longer the corner, I'm not interested in this being the corner ever, that's it, it's not the corner. But the manner of, the fact that you're not cutting it off shows that you really have, you still want to hold on to that corner. You don't want to get rid of it. So therefore, that will not function as a hafka, the sewing it up won't function as a removal of the shame of the corner from it. So therefore, it's still going to have the shame of a corner, which was created by the asiya. See, asiya is what gives it the shame of a corner. That's what the Gemara is positing. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. That's what it's teaching you. The corner isn't just a present phenomenon, but the asiya is something which creates the baguette, and it creates the baguette and creates the conference. So this was Rashi. This was the first pshat of Rashi.
It also kind of flows from the first.
So Rashi has different gears to explain this whole case. These two cases about if you fold it up and tie it, and then if you fold it up and sew it. Right? And the question so far was, if you fold it up and you tie it, where do you put the tzitzis? Do you put the tzitzis, so to speak, on the old corners or on the new corners? Right? But the Shilu Ratzah sort of quotes Rashi, and it's really Rashi right before the Mishnah. Lishna Achrina. Before the Lama Chasmanaf, Lishna Achrina, the first skinny line. Lishna Achrina Ve'ekar. This is what he holds is the right way to learn the Gemara. Haima the Tzari L'Glime, Karnos Taliso Kafa Ve'kasha. He folds up the corners of his thing and ties it. Ve'doma Kilo Kitzan. And it's as if he cut them off. Ve'in La Kanfos. Ve'laf Kiyam Etor Sitzis. The saying is, the case is not where you fold it up and just change the location of the corners, but you actually fold it in a way where it becomes cornerless. I guess somehow you make it rounded, you make the corners rounded.
Well,
so by sewing it up, by folding it up and making this and tying it, it is now a cornerless baguette. So I would think that you're putter from tzitzis altogether. Right? Kamash Malan, that since it's only a temporary thing and it's eventually going to be undone, you're still chayiv in tzitzis. Still chayiv in tzitzis. Okay? So it's similar type of thing, but the only thing is he's changing the context of the case. It's not Rashi was learning, the first child was learning, where you're chayiv, where do you put the tzitzis? This is learning not where do you put the tzitzis, but are you even chayiv in tzitzis altogether? You know what I mean? As you're trying to, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to just change the location of the tzitzis, or are you trying to potter from tzitzis altogether? Now, which way would you say in terms of pshat of the Gemara is simpler?
First way,
why?
This whole, this is depositing
the
whole
when you fold the garment and you hem it, and you change the corners, the question is going to be, well, then where do you put the tzitzis? You don't immediately jump to saying they deleted the corners, because...
Oh, instead of the last one.
Wait, we even tried.
Well, what about the first case? What about the first case? Remember the first case? They make it to five corners. What was the case there? You don't have to make five corners.
You were trying to
both of it, right? I mean, it seems, in terms of pshat, what the Gemara is saying. And if you just look at pshat of the Gemara, you read it based on the first case and all the cases, it would seem like, you know, different tricks, so to speak, that a guy is trying to do in order to potter himself from tzitzis. And it's saying, lo-v'lo-klom. You think this is going to work? You want to cut the thing and cut it into five corners? That doesn't work because it's Shavi Abastalit. You want to fold up the things and make it into no corners? That also doesn't do it because it's Sofalaka. You want to sew it up? It's still not going to. In other words, it's showing you how there's nothing you could do, basically, in order to potter it from tzitzis.
Right.
I mean, that's just in terms of the simple reading for the consistency of the Gemara. And what kind of, it is a funny case anyways. The guy's folding it up. So then, instead of putting tzitzis here, he's going to put tzitzis there. I mean, why? Right. You know, what's the case? And you could say it just happens to be he did it. And now the question is, where does he put the tzitzis? Right. But I just think in terms of this, the consistency and the flow of the Gemara, I think it should be about this, is smoother, right?
Yeah.
That's just what I think. So why do I care about that? See, because I think the question is now. So why does Rashi go the other way? You know what I mean, like that's the thing we have to explain. I mean, well, apparently Rashi held that he couldn't learn that way. Apparently Rashi was not willing to learn that way for some reason.